You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Nia Greer from a sight loss organisation called Vision Support. Hi, Nia. Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Can you tell me which areas Vision Support cover?
So I'm Nia, I'm the North Wales Services Manager for Vision Support. So we're a charity that operates in North East Wales. So that's Conwy, Denbighshire, Wrexham and Flintshire. We also operate in parts of Cheshire. So that's Cheshire, Chester and Cheshire West and Halton as well. So we operate in quite a vast area.
What services does Vision Support provide?
We offer quite a lot, I suppose. To narrow it down, all our services have three main aims, which is to increase independence through various services, to improve emotional well-being, and to reduce social isolation and loneliness. We achieve this through many services. So home visiting service, which I can tell you a bit about more later. We have welfare rights, which is benefits and financial well-being officer. We have a counselling and well-being service. We have a digital skills service, so providing that one-to-one bespoke training for people. And we have social groups and activities, really that peer support. We also have telephone befriending. So I've narrowed it down, but there's lots going on at Vision Support.
What type of support does the home visiting service offer?
So the home visiting service is, as you can imagine, in such demand because predominantly it is a companionship service. So this service is for people who are lonely and isolated, acutely lonely and isolated, the people that potentially don't have the opportunity or aren't able to get out of the house and don't have that social network that all of us really need. So these clients are the people who are lonely and isolated. Our home visitors are paid members of staff. And they can provide emotional support. I think that's really important to differentiate. They're not counsellors, but they are the listening ear. They're the people you can chat to. Advice and information on other services and signpost to other organisations. And they can also talk about the resources that are available to people with a vision impairment. So they're such a vital service and they will come to the homes of our clients who access this service.
Which activities would you say tend to be the most popular and why?
That peer support. I think you talk to other people when you're doing an activity. So I think some of the most popular ones right now are the walk and talk, our wellness walks. Because although people are having, you know, they're enjoying exercise and they're a nice walk, also just having that opportunity to speak to other people in the same boat, it's just been amazing. And we're really lucky where we live here. There's gorgeous mountains and proms and it's just lovely. So our walks are gorgeous. It's even nicer when it doesn't rain. Yeah, our walks are really popular. Another activity which is popular are our tech sessions. We have sessions where we meet in Chester and in Wales as well. And I think they're called Tea and Tech. And that kind of does what it says on the tin. So we meet in local coffee shops. So in Chester, we meet at the Story House. And our digital skills team are there to offer advice and guidance. And these are kind of drop-in queries. These are your quick queries that potentially don't need 6 weeks or, you know, a certain amount of time, a specific training. But if people want to drop in and say, I've got an iPhone, how do I just make the writing bigger? Can you show me? So it's not necessarily training, but it's just giving that advice and guidance. So the tea and tech sessions are really popular as well. And then the other sessions, I suppose sports sessions and activities are really popular. In Chester, we've got a bowls team and there's swimming. And in Wales, we've got cycling and climbing and we're doing day of water sports in June. So I think, again, ability to try something new in a safe space and then with people that understand, you know, what it's like to try and do things when you've got a vision impairment. It's really powerful and really popular as well.
Can you tell me a bit about the VI Voices group and what they do?
Our VI Voices group is a group where people can raise awareness about vision impairment through their lived experience, which is something, as someone living with a vision impairment, I know that lived experience is such a powerful tool to kind of change decisions and raise awareness, because often vision impairment isn't on the agenda and it is forgotten about, I think partly because it's an invisible disability. And I think if we are able to talk about our lived experience in a way that shapes these decisions, then it's amazing. So the VI Voices Group is exactly that. We are on the lookout for ambassadors of vision impairment who are able to talk about their lived experience. We used to call it a campaigning group, but it's not that, you know, people think of having to stand on a box and like say be really outspoken. It's not about that. It's about attending the focus groups. It's about being part of those consultations. It's amazing. So whether they're local issues, so for example, Wrexham recently have proposed changes to their city centre, and we were part of that consultation. And we've had lots of other groups as well where we've even liaised with organisations to say, how can you make your services more inclusive? And so it's a really powerful group, and we're looking for people. At the moment, it's just in the North Wales area. If you're in Chester and you think you'd like to start that, please get in contact with us. The North Wales VI Voices. So we don't meet on a set basis. We meet up. I will call you when there's a consultation going on, or I really would need your voice to help us, because people don't always listen to organizations, they listen to people living in the community.
Have there been any new services or changes to the charity over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I'd say fundamentally a lot of the services stayed the same, but they have developed, for example, digital skills as part of that service. We've always provided the home visits where we provide up to 6 weeks, kind of one-to-one bespoke training, but the service has developed and it's flourishing. So we've got the tea and tech, we've got the virtual digital skills. We're developing online content to help people kind of learn them how-to guides. It's not necessarily a change, but a development. Our counselling service was recently, I think it was last year, relaunched as a new service. And so our counselling service is in high demand, and it's a much needed service. We deliver sessions online or on the phone or in their home or in a community base that's familiar to them. We're looking at developing a wellbeing service. So we've got a men's time to chat session that meets in the Conway area, which is for a group exclusively for men to speak about, you know, their mental health and share experiences and all support each other, which is facilitated by Gemma, who is our counselling and wellbeing service lead.
How can people contact Vision Support?
First of all, I'd encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook. We are at Vision Support Charity. We are on Instagram at underscore Vision Support. We're on TikTok, which is at Vision Support Charity. And we have got a YouTube channel at Vision Support Charity. So that's our social media. If you want to refer to us, we have a lovely new shiny website, which is www.visionsupport.org.uk. You can also get in contact with us via the website in the contact box, which you can also self-refer via that method. If you wanted to speak to us or send in a referral, you would call for Cheshire and North Wales. You would call our head office, which is 01244 381 515. So that's for North Wales. For Cheshire, it's 01244 478 910. And for Halton clients, for people living in Halton, it's 0151 511 801. There are also email addresses, but you can send an email to referrals@visionsupport.org.uk. If you live in Halton, you can send an email to hss.info@visionsupport.org.uk. And if you have any general inquiries, you don't necessarily want a referral, but you just want to ask a quick question, we also have the information at visionsupport.org.uk. So loads of ways to contact us. Don't worry if you get the wrong number, if you live somewhere and, you know, if you got through to the wrong place, we'll always be able to sort that out for you and either ping you through or give you the right number.
Thanks, Neo, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio to talk about Vision Support.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.